Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Thursday, the 3rd of August, 2023. Today's topic is Way to Divine Wisdom. Our text today is taken from James chapter 1 verses 5 through 8. Verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Verse 8. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Memory verse. James chapter 1 verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Apostle James in our Bible text addressed Christian believers on divine wisdom. He was against the wisdom that was earthly, sensual, and devilish, which produces confusion and every evil work. That was the kind of wisdom that Amnon used to commit immorality with Tamar. However, the divine wisdom is pure, peaceable, gentle, merciful, impartial, and without hypocrisy. See James 3 verses 14 to 17. The Cambridge English Dictionary defines wisdom as the ability to use your knowledge and experience to make good decisions and judgment. Divine wisdom is from God, and it is useful in handling life's issues. The beginning of divine wisdom is to have a life of faith in Christ Jesus through salvation from sin. Then come to God in faith and ask for divine wisdom to succeed in all areas of your life, including education and career, and He will grant your request. You must, however, study and meditate on the Word of God so that your faith does not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 5. Quote for the day. Your path to wisdom is God's Word. The challenge for today is obey divine instructions. Prayer. Lord Jesus, You are wisdom personified. Have Your way in me. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.